Come on.
He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out. He just hear him out. He don't hear him out.
I guess today we're reacting to the funniest or the most helpful Amazon reviews. Do you guys ever leave Amazon reviews?
Nope, not at all. Not once. Not
nope,
ever.
Nope. I like getting my packages and being like, fuck it all.
Yep.
Yeah, but do you read them at all? Do you actually like think that they're sometimes helpful? Do
they I read them when it comes to the products. Yes, yeah. If it's like a cheap product and there's three different versions
yeah,
of
true,
it.
True.
You gotta see the stars. You gotta look at the stars.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. We're gonna check this out. You guys are gonna be debating whether these are helpful or just hilarious. Let's check out the first one right here. Found this review for a bikini trimmer. This is what women use to shave their bikinis. Great. 5 stars. Works very well. Example, my 3-year-old son.
That is
the, wait, oh, what? That kid took it. That kid took it from the bathroom and started shaving his head with it. We've all been there, man. I've done it too.
I think that she used it just to give him a haircut.
Yeah.
And that's her take on it, on a haircut.
But I could do better than that.
I think that's sarcasm. Because, yeah. Bro, as a kid, like I did some dumb shit. Like, I take people's rate, I'll fucking try to give myself a haircut and have a bald spot or some dumb shit.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys saying this is helpful or hilarious?
Hilarious.
That's
hilarious.
Funny.
That's
right.
Hilarious.
Let's get the next one right here. Webcam shopping. This person leaves a review. 4 stars. Shoot yourself. You'll like it for a webcam.
That is good. That's a good webcam. That's very helpful. And he's cheesing too. He's excited. He's like, wow, I just took a picture of myself. I've never done that before.
He don't even look real. It looks like his face is just deep.
And his name is Harvey.
There.
What a guy.
Bro, Harvey's face does not look like it's real. It looks photoshopped as shit.
That's good. Good for Harv.
Okay, okay. So you're saying this one's helpful or
no, very
it's pretty helpful.
Helpful.
It looks good quality. Good quality. All
right. This one is Poor Teddy, one star from S. Singh. False advertising product is not what it's shown. I ordered 6-foot version of this teddy bear and looks nothing like what's shown in the pictures. Just to make it 6 feet, they stretch the legs of this poor teddy bear and he looks ridiculously awful. This product doesn't even deserve 1 star. Wasted 1,700 INR on this thing. These people destroyed cuteness of a teddy bear. Heartless folks. So yeah, 1 star.
Why don't you grow up? Because you're old enough to be writing that review.
You can like hold the leg. You can like hold the leg and like sleep on it like a pillow.
Or that's just like, not order a teddy bear at this age.
Yeah, I want that. True, but I want that.
No. Bro, it's just a fucking massive two legs.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty funny. And they're off color too.
Yeah,
it's not the same color.
Stitched on giraffe legs to a teddy bear.
All right, so what are you guys saying? Helpful or hilarious? What do you guys
that's
think?
Pretty helpful if somebody wants to order that teddy bear for their kid.
Yeah.
They would know, not a good idea.
Yeah, the legs are different.
All right, let's get another one. This is what you look at, what you when you buy. This is for an anime. What is it? Comic. It says not anime. It's hentai. 1 star. Purchased for my nephew. I thought it was anime, but it was hentai anime porn. Extremely inappropriate. I return it for a full refund. Then 1 star. It's porn. I didn't realize it was anime porn. The details should have been more clear. Bought for my son for Xmas. He of course thought it was hilarious.
That's when like a mom's trying to like do something nice for you. And she just like doesn't read anything. She's like, oh, I know my son watches anime. Yeah. Click buy, put in cart.
Or like your mom buys you like 2K21 instead of 2K22.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how 34 people rank this as helpful, though.
So it is helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Dude, that's almost 52 people that would have bought porn for their kid and said, you know, thinking that was anime. Yeah.
Or some people found but something don't give that it they a might one star. Now they want it.
Don't give it a one star. Like, the thing is, the review is good, but don't give it a 1 star. Like, it's probably a great hentai. It's probably a great read, right?
Because it's not false advertisement. Anime is anime.
Yeah, right? It's probably, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't give it a 1 star. The review is great.
How many stars would you get if you accidentally bought a cartoon and your kid was exposed to hentai instead of anime?
Well, I would probably read it first and then give it my actual review.
Right.
And
then
I would be like, yo, it's porn. But I'd be like, yo, 5 stars,
or
great
like,
tits, great everything.
Yeah, I'd like know the anime my kid likes before buying the present because I'll just be buying something useless.
Just do more. Fucking adults.
Let's see another one. Most motivating scale ever. 1 star. This is the most motivating scale ever. It has this really cool feature that tells you when you're too fat. As soon as you step on it, the glass explodes and it cuts your feet in a million places. That's better than Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig combined. I would have paid at least $500 for this type of personal motivation.
We need to know we need to know the weight of Leah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because if
it's really
like,
hard to break a scale.
Yeah, if Leah's like TLC size, then. She need a new scale.
Yeah.
How big's TLC size?
Like 600 pounds, 300 pound plus, actually.
As soon as you step on it, the glass explodes and cuts your feet in a million pieces.
That's just hilarious.
That's so
you know they're just like bandaged up. Their feet are just bandaged while writing this review. Like just like blood everywhere.
Yeah. That's fucked, man. I can cut
but
your
at least
feet
up. At least the person has humor, or Leah has humor. It's like fuck. It's like damn, I really am that fat. I can't even buy a nice fucking scale for myself.
This girl bought a She bought a scale. Now she can't even walk.
Yeah, exactly. Now she can't even lose weight. It's over. Yeah. She's done. She's done. This world fucked her.
That's funny.
She tried to be good. She tried to be healthy.
She took the first step towards fitness and then said, nope, nope. Nope.
Go back to fucking McDonald's.
That's like she didn't even get past like putting her name on the first yeah. like the test. You know,
day
I'm
one
name on the test.
Yeah, literally.
That's step one. Yeah. Go on to weight to see how fat you are.
Yeah, yeah.
She started like a 3-month tracker. First day, she just writes scale broken. Need new scale.
Yeah.
All right, let's share the next one. Super durable yoga pants. 5 stars. Order them now. Can I just say that I'll be reordering them in every color? Here's me rolling and sliding down a mountain because I was too scared to get up. My leggings did not rip even a little bit, and I got stuck on rocks and trees.
That's helpful. That's helpful.
Real helpful.
Right there.
Really
that's
helpful. That's great. If that I'm helpful. The CEO of that yoga pants company, yeah. I like that review.
Yeah, 100%. And like every girl I see always had like in their black yoga pants, there's always a rip in it. There's always like a rip, right? Like in the knee or like fucking the butt or something. There's
the rich ones don't have that though.
No, there's a dude. Even the rich ones do.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
Lululemons. There's always like a hole. If this leggings brand like holds up with rocks and stuff falling on a hill, it's a good reveal.
It's real good.
Yeah. So you have this picture right here of this woman laying face down, and then on her back.
Is she lying? Talking about 250.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think she's 250 pounds?
A little bit mo. A little bit mo. All
right.
Like that's bigger than like a. I mean, it's the same weight as a linebacker, probably more muscle, but, like, that's a little bigger. Come on. Mm.
A little bigger. A bit small for me, but my bird loves it. 5 stars. It has become my cockatoo's favorite perch in the shower, and it'll stay on
small.
It.
I think that's great.
Man, this is a fucking funny one.
I think that's a good size. I think that's, like, that's a great size.
Yeah, that's big, right?
That's
come
big.
On.
That's a big.
That's massive.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Not helpful.
That's huge. What
not
do you
helpful.
Mean? That's good.
Because the dildo's supposed to be holding a girl onto that wall, not a fucking parrot.
No,
a parrot weighs way
saying,
less than
I'm
a girl.
I'm saying about the size. She said it's a bit small. I said that's good. That's a decent size.
This is more hilarious than helpful because you're not supposed to be buying a dildo for a bird anyway.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, is this hilarious or helpful? This hilarious. Is more hilarious than helpful. Yeah.
No, well, obviously, he says, it's become my cockatoo's favorite perch in the shower and stay on my on any flat surface. It's a bit small for me, but I guess it's my bird's dildo now. It was meant for the girl. She's saying that the penis is too small for the girl, but it's perfect for the bird.
That's what, and I'm saying that's perfect for the girl. I think that's great. It's a great size.
Yeah, she's saying that's way too small.
Like, that's big. That's probably, big.
Unless she's fat.
Why does she have to be fat?
Yeah.
Because maybe that's too small for a fat girl.
Vaginas, it doesn't help.
Vaginas
works.
Get big if you're fat. Yeah, that could be a fat vagina.
Yes, it can be
whole.
Fat, but it's still like the same kind of like distance. No. It's still 4 inches to the fucking spot.
Okay, can we stop talking about fat women and bring back your?
Yeah.
Do you think this is helpful or hilarious?
This is hilarious.
Okay, you guys are saying it's hilarious. All right, so guys, that's a review of the funniest Amazon reviews on Reddit. Guys, final thoughts. What do you guys like these? Would you leave reviews in the future if you think it's funny?
Yeah.
Still not leaving reviews,
but I
would like to read them.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right, so guys, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys.
Peace.
Woo!